Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 10, 2007. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the final weekend of regular season action. The PAC football title will remain in Washington, Pennsylvania for at least one more season, as unbeaten and nationally ranked Washington and Jefferson clinched the school's 20th conference title in the past 24 years with a 42-0 road shutout at Thomas More on Saturday. The Presidents also earned the conference's first ever automatic bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs. With a win this Saturday, W&J will likely be the top-seeded team in the South region. For W&J head coach Mike Sirianni, the road to the 2007 PAC title has been an enjoyable one.
It didn't start off very good for us. We lost, we didn't lose in that first scrimmage. We just kind of just got manhandled by, a very good Mahoney team, obviously. And you kind of had to put the kids back together and explain to them that, it's just a scrimmage, doesn't count, and you'll get better. And I think that we've done a good job at that. Our kids play an even keel every week. We practice every week the same way. We prepare every week the same way, whether it's a team like 7-0, like when we played Waynesburg, or whether it's someone that's not. And I'm very proud of the kids of doing that, and that's part of the journey.
The game of the week last Saturday was in Beaver Falls, where nationally ranked league foes Geneva and Waynesburg battled into overtime before the Golden Tornadoes were able to outlast the Yellow Jackets 24-17. In other PAC action, Westminster edged Teal at home 20-16, while Grove City blanked St. Vincent 44-0. In non-league action, Bethany fell at home to Carnegie Mellon 42-19. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to junior fullback Brian Mercer of Grove City, who rushed 24 times for a career-high 179 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Wolverine win over St. Vincent. Defensive laurels went to junior linebacker John Fahey of Washington and Jefferson, who spearheaded the President's shutout with 8 tackles, an interception for a touchdown, and a forced fumble. Junior punter Zach Zabrowski of W&J earned special teams recognition after averaging nearly 40 yards per boot and placing 3 of 5 punts inside the Thomas More 20-yard line. This week, 5-4 Westminster travels to face 7-2 Waynesburg at Wiley Stadium beginning at 1:30 p.m. The Yellow Jackets will try to keep their hopes for a Pool C bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs alive with a victory, while a win for the Titans will clinch Westminster's first winning season since 2002. The game also features Westminster head coach Jeff Hand returning to face his former team, as Hand coached the Yellow Jackets from 2001 to 2004. The Titan mentor talks about facing his former program.
It's always a unique situation when you're coaching against a former school and former guys that you recruited and coached but it's several years have gone by now, a few years have gone by, and time does change things.
W&J will try to complete a perfect regular season on Saturday, as the 9-0 Presidents welcome 4-5 Bethany to Cameron Stadium at 1 p.m. The Presidents have dominated the all-time series with the Bison, winning 24 straight contests. Longtime opponents Grove City and Geneva renew their local rivalry at Reeves Stadium in Beaver Falls at 1:30 p.m. when the 7-2 Golden Tornadoes host the 4-5 Wolverines. It will be the 81st meeting all-time between the two schools, but the first since Geneva posted a 10-0 win in 1983. Grove City head coach Chris Smith talks about renewing the rivalry with the Golden Tornadoes.
When I was a player, we played them all 4 years in football, and so to play Geneva was always a very natural contest in my mind. And I look forward to the future when they become an NCAA Division III team and are able to compete for the PAC championship. What a great opportunity. You're going down the road for Geneva. Westminster's coming here. Teal's either way. We're playing in our same locale, basically playing in our own backyards and against quality programs.
Thomas More steps out of conference play to battle longtime local rival Mount St. Joseph in the 12th annual Bridge Bowl in Cincinnati at 1:30 p.m. The 4-5 Saints hold a 9-2 series lead in the rivalry game, but face a stiff test against an 8-1 Lions squad. First-year Saint head coach Jim Hilbert was defensive coordinator at Mount St. Joseph prior to this season. Finally, 0-9 St. Vincent will try to avoid a winless campaign when the Bearcats host 2-7 Teal in Latrobe at 1:30 p.m. The Tomcats hold a narrow 5-4 series advantage, with the last meeting coming in 1958. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.